All right, let's see how quickly we can do this. Thorax 3, the anterior mediastinum, we said, has the thymus, internal thoracic vessels, and connective tissue, fat, and lymph nodes. Thoracic level 4 or 5 is like the apex of the heart. No, the base of the heart, the top of the heart. Okay, superior mediastinum. We have the internal jugular veins, we have the subclavian veins, we have the left brachiocephalic vein and the right brachiocephalic vein, whereas the aorta gives off only one brachiocephalic trunk, which is an artery, the left common carotid and the left subclavian. This is superior mediastinum. And then we also have the brachiocephalic veins emptying into the superior vena cava, and an inferior thyroid vein coming down to empty into the left brachiocephalic. Venous angle between the jugular and the subclavian. Now, aortic arch has that ductus arteriosus remnant known as the ligamentum arteriosus between the aortic arch and the pulmonary trunk. And we said brachiocephalic trunk on the right, left subclavian on the left with a left common carotid more medially. Dissecting aneurysm, rupture of the aorta, could be double barreled, posterior mediastinum, and the autonomic nervous system. Continue. Posterior mediastinum has the esophagus and the esophageal plexus of the vagus nerves. The thoracic aorta, azygous veins, and the hemiazygous vein on the left side, the azygous vein on the right side, emptying in the superior vena cava, all in the posterior mediastinum. We've got posterior intercostal arteries, intercostal veins. We have a thoracic duct and nerve plexuses, parasympathetic and sympathetic nerve plexuses, plexi. I'm going to skip that. The left and right vagus descend and they start to attach on the esophagus at the level of the tracheal carina, also at the level, which coincides with the level of the sternal angle. These branches rotate to the right, so the left vagus becomes anterior and the right vagus becomes posterior, and they interdigitate to make an esophageal plexus. Just as the esophagus shoots through the diaphragm at the level of T8 or 10, I don't remember. I think it's 8. This aorta was 12. Okay, esophagus. Three constrictions. One is the upper esophageal at the pharynx. One is the middle esophageal at the thorax. And one is the lower esophageal at the phrenic. Level T10. T10. We were wrong, but we're right now. Esophagus comes through the diaphragm at the level of T10 with the esophageal plexi, left being anterior, right being posterior. The esophagus, the thoracic compression of the esophagus comes from the left atrium being pushing into the esophagus. It's that thoracic constriction. Again, above we have a pharyngoesophageal constriction, and below we have the phrenic constriction. Hiatal hernia, that's interesting. You can see that at the distal end of the esophagus. The stomach comes up through the diaphragm. Esophagus, left atrium, transesophageal echocardiogram. So we can perform the echocardiogram straight through the esophagus. We could also do it through the gastro, through the stomach, with a gastric echocardiogram. That's to look at the heart. Descending thoracic aorta has bronchial arteries, esophageal arteries, posterior intercostal arteries, and supraphrenic arteries. The azygous venous system is a hemi and accessory system. Its purpose is to drain the posterior thoracic structures, including the thoracic wall. So we're going to get five types of veins, and they're not listed on my slides here. That's irritating. Bronchial, pericardial, mediastinal, esophageal, and another one. Azygous veins again. Azygous is on the right. Hemiazygous is on the left. There is a hemiazygous inferiorly, an accessory hemiazygous a little bit more in the middle, and then there's a left superior intercostal, and then on the right it's just azygous. This is to drain the posterior thoracic structures. We've got lymph nodes, lymph vessels, take things through valves into lymph nodes, collections of lymphatic tissue. They are small, mobile, and non-tender, generally. They will drain, they will ascend through the thoracic duct, running next to the azygous vein, and empty into the left subclavian. Lymph vessels from the posterior mediastinum conveys most of the lymph of the body to the venous system. So most of it's coming in through the left subclavian. There's a beaded appearance, numerous valves, union of the left IJV and subclavian vein. Internal jugular vein and subclavian vein. That's where it enters. Thoracic duct, we have a cisterna chyli, more inferiorly. The right lymphatic duct is much smaller and just draining the right upper quarter, like head, neck, arm, abdomen, or thorax, I guess, as well, mostly. CNS, brain, spinal cord, PNS, cranial, spinal, and autonomic nerves. Okay, that's an important distinction. Somatic functions of the somatic nervous system. We could have a functional divisions, parts of the CNS and PNS. So we could have a somatic nervous system, which is part of the CNS and the PNS, has somatic functions: skin, bones, mucous membranes, skeletal muscles, sensory, general sensory afferent, voluntary, and conscious. And then we could break it into the autonomic nervous system, where we have visceral functions, smooth muscle, cardiac muscle, glands, sensory stuff, mostly involuntary, mostly unconscious. Sympathetic division is thoracolumbar outflow. We talked about that, T1 to L2. And then the parasympathetic division has cranial sacral outflow, 3, 7, 9, 10 cranial nerves, and S2, 3, 4. Somatic GSE, sympathetic, starts in the lateral horn of the spinal cord, preganglionic neuron to a ganglion releases acetylcholine, the postganglionic neuron located with its cell body in the ganglion then goes to its effector and releases norepinephrine, sympathetic. Sympathetic trunk runs down there. Cool, we talked about that. Pre and post. All of this shit I need his slides for. Perfect. Okay, to finish off lecture 3, thorax 3. We forgot the birds of the thoracic cavity. So the thoracic duck, the esophagus, the azygous on the right, and the hemiazygous on the left, and then the aorta, which I don't know what that is. Okay, we talked about that, level T10. keep going. He didn't write that there. Azygous is ascending. The arch of the azygous leads to the superior vena cava. Receives 5 types of veins and the vertebral venous plexus. Esophageal, mediastinal, pericardial, bronchial. It's the azygous venous system. Talked about that. Venous angle. Chylothorax. If the thoracic duct gets damaged. Quack. Redneck, we talked about that. The sensory GVAs are going to give us stretch and ischemia sensation of the autonomic nervous system. The sensory GSAs of the somatic nervous system give me pain, touch, temperature, and the voluntary stuff is GSE, general somatic efferent. General somatic efferent. Ventral horn of the spinal cord. Then the GSAs are coming out the dorsal horn. Have a cell body. They are a bipolar neuron. They have a cell body out in the dorsal root ganglion. Then they go to their effector, like the skin. Sympathetic neurons are a 2-neuron system, whereas somatic neurons are 1-neuron system. We talked about that. The sympathetic ganglion are outside the CNS, groups of cell bodies. Paravertebral ganglia, sympathetic ganglia. I think that's the same thing. These slides are killing me. These splanchnic things. Greater splanchnic, T5 through 9. Lesser, 10, 11. Least, T12. Okay, so the sympathetic trunk runs kind of alongside the spinal cord. The spinal cord has a dorsal ventral root. Dorsal root has a ganglion. Those combine into a mixed spinal nerve, which then divides into the rami communicans, both gray and white, and a posterior ramus and an anterior ramus, or a dorsal and ventral ramus. Inferior cervical ganglion. Interesting. Okay, so out the ventral root, in through the white ramus communicans, which is more laterally, you can then have sympathetic outflow immediately, or you can ascend or descend a few levels, or you can synapse right there and it can come back out and blah, 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 blah. So if it runs right through and it doesn't synapse in the sympathetic ganglion, that's where you get splanchnic. Nerves or contributions to nerves. Gray. 2-neuron system, parasympathetic. You're going to have more distal ganglia. ACH, ACH, both preganglionic and postganglionic. Again, cranial nerves 3, 7, 9, and 10. Left colic flexure. Okay, done.